Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that sounds...
How's that?
Smooth. Oh, man, smooth. That's a proper musician. Mm-hmm. Not Cameron Duggan's the funniest man in the world.
Hey?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
That's why they do those spikes.
Well, yeah, that's why they do the two, because it's a T.
Really?
Yeah, right.
One, two. He's wrong again.
It is. It's true, isn't it?
How many bands were you in, Jerry?
One.
Yep.
What was your band called?
Something. Wilson's Letterbox, I think.
Bullshit.
It was, yeah.
Well, you were actually in a band.
Yeah.
Fucking start the pod right now.
It's already started.
Well, I mean, we've got to play the clip, but then we're going to get right back. Can we leave all this in?
Do you want to just start it again?
Play the clip.
Nah.
No, because it's
already
all
synced. It's done.
Like, we need to hear.
Do you want to do a clap now?
It's already done. Did the clap.
He's done it.
Who's just clapping for no reason?
I like it. I like the claps. I like the kids' moxie.
Welcome back to Universal Studios Hollywood and the American Gladiators. Now, last time we saw our gladiator, Malibu, he was flying through the air from a tremendous kick delivered by Brian Hudson. And the last time he landed, we weren't sure where he wound up.
There's no one in this world who could stop
him. Hey, Malibu, after you got drilled by that human cannonball,
I
thought, hey, there is no way this guy is going to live to play another day. You're alive. You're well. What happened? Did you go to the hospital? Did you get x-rays?
Well, dude, it's like this. I saw this guy coming, and I took the most excellent hit of my life. The next thing I knew, I was on the beach, taking in some cosmic rays, getting healed by Mother Nature, taking a little brewski, holding on a beautiful babe, and I'm fine today.
So no hospital, no doctors, just Mother Nature, huh?
Oh, I'm a child of Mother Nature. What do you expect?
Malibu, you are truly amazing. He took a licking, and he is still ticking.
Sweet.
And you can't think I have CTE.
Oh, man.
Wait, you think Malibu might have CTE?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that guy played Montaro in the second Mortal Kombat movie.
He really?
The shit one, yeah.
I love that he put his hand up like a shucker's when he was saying I was holding on to a beautiful, what did he say? Beautiful what? Broad?
Holding on to a beautiful babe.
Beautiful babe as a shucker's. Like, yeah. How you holding on?
He's from Malibu, dude. What do you expect?
Picking her up like a six pack. All right. Welcome back to the Mug Off for another Red Hot Week. Welcome back. That was American
Gladiators.
American Gladiator. Fuck, I miss Gladiator. Remember Volcom?
Yeah, I do actually.
Fuck, he ruled.
Wasn't he in a movie?
Didn't they name a shoe after him?
No. Shut up,
Jesus
cunt.
Christ.
Welcome back to the Mug Off. It's good to get the bomb out of the way in the intro.
I just spoke to a fucking idiot. That's for all you Patreon fans.
We're joined today by a very special guest, none other than Rodney Todd. Thanks for coming along.
Todney Rod.
Yeah,
the illustrious Rodney Todd.
The illustrious Rodney Todd.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Just podcasting, man. You
tell me, Rodney. You tell me.
Oh, no. We've made a wrong booking.
Yep, sorry. Yeah.
He went offline for a minute there.
Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. It's good. I enjoy listening to the pod, so it's good to be a part of it.
It's always great to have an actual listener on.
Yeah.
Mm.
Have you got any notes for us, perhaps? Like, anything we might...
No, man.
As a listener, anything we could work on?
Nah.
Are we too racist or just racist enough?
I like the racist.
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough.
It's a very
biracial show.
Because I did my DNA thing and there's like 15% Jew in there.
Really?
Yeah, so my ancestors fucked up.
They went down the wrong line.
Could happen to anybody.
Would have been more successful as a Jewish, I reckon, you know.
If you were more Jewish than Muslim?
Well, yeah, if they didn't, because it would have been ancestors went down the Muslim line.
Yeah.
If I went down Jewish, it would have been, you know.
Mm.
I mean, the stereotype the Jewish is better than the stereotype the Muslim, isn't it? I'd rather live in Bondi than Bankstown, you know.
There's a few job sites where some other blokes would, they've got some opinions on it.
Okay,
I worked on a job site and as soon as you walked on, this one cunt would just be like, what Nasho are you?
Just, feel just like, straight up.
Well, he's like Croatian. He just wanted to fuck with any Serbs that came on site.
Yeah, sure.
Like, what is going on?
It's cool that he thought there might be any danger of you being a Serb.
Yeah, well, he just wanted to know in case I even knew a Serb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jokes on him. I know heaps.
Shot him. Got him. Well, boys, I'm coming in red hot with some mug offs this week.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had an incident at the chicken shop today.
Oh, yeah. You've not been working, have you?
I've been working the whole time.
Oh, really? You've been real busy in the group chat, so I thought you must have the time off.
I'm doing fuck all at work, but I am there. My body Classic is there, McGowan. But my spirit is on the mic.
Your spirit, your spirit's in the group chat. Yeah.
Yep. But I had a... It might be a bit hard to explain, but there's like four lanes of traffic. Two going to the city, two coming back from where I'm working,
yep.
And a bus lane. So does that make sense? So it's like, goes like this, bus lane, 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 like yeah. That, okay?
Opposite direction traffic.
Opposite direction yep. traffic.
Sounds these pretty easy yeah. to yeah. follow.
There's
so
two
far.
Lanes.
I could quiz you wait. On everything I've just said right now and you would not get any.
Wait, so you're talking about most roads?
Most roads, yes.
Okay,
yes,
sure.
Okay.
But so a busier road.
Busier road.
Yeah.
So in front of it is a bus lane, and then at 10 a.m., it there's four parking spots that you can park in. Yep. So it's a bus lane till 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
So this yep. fucking prick goes across. He's in the far lane on going to the city all the yep. way. Yep. He goes across four lanes of traffic like that. I'm in the bus lane about to pull into the chicken shop parking spot. There's four of them, all empty. Just gone 10 a.m. Prime, okay? He cuts across all these lanes... Just gets into the bus lane and stops in front of me when I'm trying to get into the fucking parking spot. There's four empty spots. He just stops right there.
Yep.
Lay the horn on a bit, just being like, oi, fucking go up.
This sounds like a bit of a slightly open the door situation.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. The doors do fly open, Cameron. The doors do fly open. So he gives me like the... Oh, whatever.
And how old's the bloke and what race?
I will explain okay. all of that in context.
Sure.
But I beep him and he gives me like the old fucking the mirror check, nothing. Beep yep. him again. Yep. Not crazy, just like bit sterner. Finally goes forward and I get into the park spot. The door flies open. Immediately my door flies open. I'm not fucking sitting in my car cone. If you're, yeah. you're there, yeah. You might have pulled the fucking revolver out first, but I'm going to shoot you dead.
While you're waiting for him to move forward, you're strapping your wrists.
Yeah, so I'm always so ready for this. He comes up and he goes, what the fuck's that about? I go, cunt, you're in the parking spot. There's four spots. You took the first one. He goes, oh, I think I was bigger than he was expecting. Yep. So as soon as I got out and stood up, he just went, oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. He's asking about where the markers are. And
yeah.
Oh, is it a park? Oh, yeah.
Because like, the thing is, like, because it was an attempt at a staunching. He went to staunch.
Yep.
He came to me.
He walked to my car. That's a staunch.
He went for a staunch, but immediately flew out of the fucking car. And
yeah. Did you shove him back into his own car?
No. Well, is it where you say age? White, of course.
Yep. Yeah,
fucking
sounds like white.
45 to 50, I'm reckon. Blah,
you got to choke him out, though.
Do you?
Well, just like, I don't think there's enough 45-year-old blokes that
I reckon
that
Jerry
violence
went with,
is an issue.
I reckon Jerry went with the coward punch.
Yeah. He waited until he went, walked towards his car and then just fucking socked him one.
What was he wearing? Was he collared shirt, t-shirt?
He was somewhat fancy shorts.
He was wearing a uniform for the chicken shop.
Casual shirt. Like, just a fucking, I'm retired, beach cunt, I'm entitled.
Yeah.
I'll take the first spot. You should have locked cunts out of the
fucking... You should have flogged him. You should have flogged him for gentrification.
I smiled like a maniac at him and I really lost it. Like, I was just like, I beat you because you had to go fucking forward, mate. And then he goes, well, I didn't know that. And I go, well, you do now. And then he just got in the car.
Fucking passive aggressive.
Tough cunt.
He sounds exactly like a guy who just runs his mouth because he's never been punched in the head.
Oh,
before.
Yeah, but I will.
That's
gladly
what I mean. Some of these guys, they think that, you know, their last hiding is years away. Like, you know.
Yeah, but if I'm like him and I've lived a casual life of being rich in Collaroy Beach and I walk towards a car and a high-vis cunt gets out of me, you got to take the knee, I reckon.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't mind
Which
getting,
is what he did.
He did do it, to be fair. But like, if you're going to staunch me, it's not going to be a fucking white guy. I can tell you that now. You got to be Islander or above.
What's above Islander?
Like Torres Strait. And
all right, sick. I rep that, man.
Yeah. You got to be Islander or above.
Because like, Nova Paris Kneebone is like... Torres Strait. Have you seen that? Yeah. She was arcing up about some woman who's Torres Strait. And she's like, where are you even from? And she's like, well, I'm actually Torres Strait. And she's like, ugh. So you're not even black.
That's you're getting a flogging for that. I remember hearing a story from a guy I used to work with, and one of his mates was saying he got into a road rage incident, and a guy was like, fucking pull over, pull. So the guy pulled over, and he walks out like, so my mate's mate walks up to his car and he's like, mate, I just want to talk. And he goes, mate, I didn't stop to talk. Like, I've got my fucking daughter in the car and just towed this car up. I just want to talk. Like, he demanded that he pull over. Yeah. I just want to talk. It's like, I didn't stop to talk.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know if I told this on the pod before, but my old housemate, Moss Frog, he
open palm slapped him in?
Yeah, open palm slapped him. The guy was too old to punch, but the guy got out of his truck and ran towards the car. He's a big, big cunt, Moss Frog. And then he went to punch him and went, nah, just open hand. So
I mean, that's a good man.
I mean, yeah, that's a man that's towed up a few blokes. Yeah. If you can open hand slap mid-punch.
One of the only legit maniacs of him.
Well, it's just like, yeah, you're going to be in the tank with the rest of them. And it's like, well, what did you do? Well, I flogged an old cunt. And it's like, you're just not getting any respect for that.
But the slap, oh.
The slap is, he's thinking about it now. Like, he's...
Ugh. No. So you didn't towel him up then, Jerry? You just smiled? No, like
you towed him down by the sounds of things.
No, he... Yeah, he was wet from the ocean. As soon as he turned his back, I just started...
mate.
Towing him down.
You got to calm down, mate.
No, he took the knee. He turned and went back to the car.
You should have given him your chicken burger order as well. Now that we're doing all this, dude.
Make him go inside and buy your chicken burger.
So it's a large fries and just a charcoal chicken burger.
Lettuce, mayo, and a 600ml Coke, cunt.
Full in there. Strength.
You come back with Coke Zero, I'm putting it in your ass.
Man, I used to drink at the pub with a dude who'd drink Jack Daniels and Diet Coke, and he used to call it unleaded.
I don't mind that. Fuck, I love a pub hero like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's dead now. He had a stroke. He lived across the road. He lived across the road from a fucking good dude. But yeah, he was
pour one out for a real one.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great dude. But yeah, no longer around.
Yeah, because where my old man drinks, there's like this old cunt table where they just all sit around and fucking bet on the dog.
Yeah, the table of knowledge.
Yeah, the table of knowledge.
they're exactly that, man. When I go back to the pub I used to drink at in Brisbane, and I don't tell any of them I'm coming back, but I walk in and I'm like, fuck, I just do this, and they'll just start a round of applause as I walk in, just like arms above my head, fucking triumphant. They're like, yes, here he is. I always start a timer on my phone, like especially if my beard's a little longer, I'll start a timer on my phone before one of the old cunts goes, how are you, mate? You look like a bit like a fucking muzzy with that beard. Like, I'll quite literally take my phone out and be like, 40 seconds.
But you famously look like a jihadist, though.
Yeah.
The Aussie jihadist.
Yeah,
Jihad Joe.
Jihad Jack. Yeah.
Jihad Is
Jack.
That his name?
Yeah, I think that was his name, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. David Hicks.
No, he's not David Hicks. He was one of the originals.
I look like David Hicks.
You do look like David Hicks. Holy shit.
Yeah. You do, dude. You look like a thinner David Hicks.
Hear that, Cameron? Thinner David Hicks. Huh?
Dude, you know what's so funny?
Why would I take offense to that?
You always call me a fat cunt.
There was like, I was talking to like a fan of the show, and they were like, man, how'd you find that that footage of that guy that looks exactly like Jerry at that beach? And I was like, that is Jerry. He was on a TV show. And to them, they were like, there's no way he's anywhere near anything like a proper camera. They just thought I found like a dead ringer for you. That's how good your career's going. That was
2 years ago. I've aged like a decade since then.
Man, where'd they find a guy who looks like young Jerry? A young, healthy
that
Jerry?
It wasn't even that long ago.
Dude, it was like 18 months ago.
I'm aging like fucking fruit over here.
If you can, like, get your hands on it, you should watch that Nippers show. It's real good.
Oh, yeah, that's red hot.
That's actually fucking sick.
Campbell asked the makeup lady to paint a swastika on my face.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And she was like... Okay.
Yeah.
And then you already had one on, right?
I was like, don't worry.
You played like a cyber Nazi, right?
Yeah.
You downloaded a priest.
I was there for 5 hours. Fuck. To be in that thing. Do for
they have
three
you in
seconds.
Black lipstick as well?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Black lipstick and a fucking swastika.
You look great. You really did make me laugh in that.
Smoking a durry on the street.
For as big of a retard you are outside of this, You are very good at acting and very funny. You do get, you do sometimes make me laugh.
I mean, that does, not sometimes, a lot of the time, and also still very funny on this.
I'll give you a compliment as well. As fat as I think you are, as disgusting as a person you are, as bad a diet as I've become aware you have, as much beer that as you drink.
Is that the compliment?
Wait. I will say incredible head of hair.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
incredible you. Head of hair.
I think that negates everything that you said before that.
It might.
It's fucking great.
It is.
He's got the Eddie Munster fucking... You're the only one I know with better hair, probably. Yeah. I always tell people if they're ever like, oh, what's it like to be famous? Just walk down King Street with Rodney Todd. Just cunts shouting you out all day, hey, Rodney, all the time. Like, it must get annoying.
You are a Newtown celebrity, aren't you?
I'm not really. I'm just fucking old and lived there for about 20 odd years. That's why.
I remember you saying that exact thing to me. If you ever want to experience what celebrities are like, yep. Walk down King Street with Rodney. And I did it one day and I was like, fuck. For once, Jerry was right.
Oh, really?
Just
oh,
random fuck. People going, hey. And like you knew, full respect to you, you knew all of their names too.
Yeah, well, you know.
Because he used to drink at the special and stuff, hey?
Yeah.
It's like, that's the cross section of King and Emmore. Yeah. And
I enjoy a drink, but normally like, you know, I don't drink at home. I like going to... You know,
go to the pub
or a bar, yeah, and then, sure. Then you just, and then, you know, live music as well.
Hear that,
yeah,
beer play, helmet, playing. Maybe get out in the world, have a yeah. Fucking pint every
yeah.
Now and then.
Well, yeah, I mean, live music as well, you know, you see all the other bands are playing around there for 20 years and whatnot.
You told me a great story the other day about a pub you used to drink at that won a raffle.
Oh, yeah, the raffle, you bleep it out, whatever, if it's legal matters, but the Vic on the Park in Marrickville.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's completely fine. Yeah, we're keeping that in.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Drink by myself sometimes.
Used to be a bit rougher before, and they used to have a thing called Mug of the Week.
Perfect.
It sounds like something we're very much into.
And how you won Mug of the Week, you know, you got a raffle ticket, and they called it out. And if you won the Mug of the Week, you had to have 7 schooners for 7 days.
Fuck.
And if you
at
went
the
got,
pub.
And if, yeah, at the yeah. Pub.
And you if get you went, free schooners.
If you went and got, oh, I have all 7 now. I go, no, they're not for your mates, they're for you.
Fuck.
So you weren't allowed
to share them.
To share them, they're for you, and you had to have one at a time.
You had to develop an alcohol problem in a week.
Fuck. And you had, every day for a week, you had 7 schooners. I won it once, so I didn't do the full week. I think I just did 3 days and cried afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, that would, you know, do me really 2 days in, I'd be fine.
Because I wasn't working, so that's perfect. All right, I'll wake up and go to the pub. Not doing much else.
7,
but, you know.
7
but
schooners a day for 7 days. Imagine a raffle where you like you'll win 49 beers.
Why would you buy a ticket to that raffle?
I would absolutely buy.
Well, yeah,
it.
But you're a target. I don't think you even bought a ticket. I think it was. I can't remember how it was.
Either got
it
with, some kind of points out up this guy here.
It's a bit of like a level of hell. It's like, will you like beer? Well, how would you like 7
that's,
beers
that's
for
true.
7 days?
That's
there
true.
Was some real, some bit, couple of roughnecks. There were some other nice people. Some roughnecks are always going to do a fight a lot.
Yeah, my
one guy nickname was Toey. The other guy was Barry, who had a really long beard. And they were pretty, you know, I think I was the darkest one there. And some of them were pretty racist. And one time a ticket came up and said, Black C1. And it was mine, and they all cracked up laughing.
Jesus.
And then the guy came up to me and told me why they laughed. He goes, oh, because it came up with Black C1, and like, you know, you're black, and so we all thought Black Cunt won.
So, yeah, no, I got it, dude. Yeah, I get humor.
I got it, man.
I picked up on the subtleties.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. And there was some fucking, they were fucking scary dudes. I think they've moved up to North Queensland now, which is probably a lot safer.
Yeah, that probably.
There was always a fucking phantom dude. That was on the toilet. Like, you know, you...
shitting in the cistern.
I have a feeling, you know, that might be Toey that did that.
It was either Toey or Barry.
It's got to be Toey.
And I swear, I was like, who's a phantom shitter? We're going, because it's one of those two. I bet you it's one of those two. And then when I end up moving house one time, end up being their fucking neighbour. And there's a shit on our doorstep. So fucking definitely one of them.
Oh, man, I had a friend of mine, like, took a shit, and then I'm going to change the name, but then got, like, an empty kebab wrapper and, like, wiped his ass. And then he wrote, like, let's just say it's Brian Rules with the shit kebab. It's a great photo of him just, like, behind this wall, and just it's all smeared on there. R-U-L-Z.
I think any of it.
Still makes me laugh.
That's funny. That's a good. It's a good segue. I found this. I found this Lebanese comedian online. I thought we could listen to some.
Really?
You do. I love a bit of ethnic gear.
Yeah. Let's see what he has to say for himself.
Hey, hey, how you going? When I was in school, the Lebs ate kebabs, the Aussies ate meat pies, the Italians ate pasta, and the Asians ate noodles. What's the deal with that?
Have you ever gigged with this guy, Rob?
Yeah, what's the story? You ever met this guy?
Never been in the same room with him. No, never.
Imagine George Lucas was a Leb. Instead of Star Wars, you have Kebab Wars. Episode 1, The Phantom Kebab. Episode 2, Attack of the Kebabs.
Where's
Episode 3, Revenge of the Kebab. Oh, Episode 4, A New Kebab. Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Kebab. Or Episode 6, Return of the Kebab. Imagine that, eh? Imagine the band ABBA, instead of being Swedish, they were Lebs. Money, money, kebab. Dancing kebab. Water kebab. Gimme, gimme, gimme kebab after midnight.
Going through the record collection on that one. Yeah.
I loved it.
That really tickles me.
How do you reckon that would have went if you were Jewish?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I could have done something else.
Yeah.
Yes, let's see how creative you are.
Yeah, well, only 15%, so I'm not allowed to do.
Yeah.
I think it's above 30,
give
yes.
Give me my foreskin. Yeah, back yeah. After midnight.
Hey, that's a rocket. Bagel, maybe bagels instead of the kebabs. Is that what, I don't know.
Yeah, kosher.
Kosher, kosher, yeah.
I remember one of your old jokes, I hope you don't mind me telling you, but I think about it often. It's one of the ones that just, like, every time I'm standing still somewhere, it'll
it's
just
one of the eight things in your brain.
Yeah, that and don't let a white guy staunch you. Going in a loop and a loop and a loop.
You'll never get staunched by a guy who looks like you.
No, never, ever, ever, ever. Islander, yes, sir, you're right. I'm sorry for my misunderstanding of traffic. it was a... it was... There's Melinda, there's Belinda, there's Melissa, but there's no Belissa.
Sorry, it's true. Oh, man.
You blew Jerry's pea brain.
Every time
really
I'm
makes you think, huh?
Yeah, are we
every time I'm in an elevator on my own, I just start thinking, there's Melissa. Melinda, there's no Belissa.
But remember that, you know, most of the time that worked. I mean, I think I did it in one of the fucking shitty Western suburbs, you know, out Blacktown or whatever gig or whatever it was. Or I think it was Narrabeen I did it.
Ooh.
And sorry, it was
I think I got, Blacktown, same thing.
Yeah, you know, this well, you one's know, white same town. Thing. One's on the beach, one's not, you know. Yeah, someone just went, nah. Yeah, right, eh.
Cool. What, you, right. What do they mean, nah?
That works last night, you know, that kind of thing. Like, just, oh, fuck.
Do you know a Belissa? Is that what you're telling me? Is your name Belissa?
Oh, man. Oh, worse than that. Oh, well,
table reserved for Belissa. Yeah. So looking, oh,
yeah,
sorry.
His name's Belissa, mate. Oh, yeah.
My mistake, by
yeah,
count.
My cousin's name's Belissa. Look, there's a few Belissas here. You don't come. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Well, have you got any other mug-offs, Rodney? You've been around. You've seen a fuck.
You've told me quite a few.
Yeah. I wrote them down.
Can you tell her what you were telling me about a guy that you used to frighten?
Oh, yeah, that's, my mate Alan, I used to live with him, my older mate, I used to try and frighten him when he came home, like I'd jump up behind a couch, go, all right, and he never jumped, he was, oh, hey, how you going, and he's sort of that kind of guy, like, you know, like, same thing with, you know, like, give him spicy food.
You just thought he was a hard cunt.
Yeah, but then he gave him spicy food, and then he's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of spicy, and then just no reaction, all right.
Emotionless.
Yeah, but then there was one time, you know, this is his story, I wasn't at the pub, he was at the Golden Barley one night, and they got held up.
Yeah, fuck.
Like with fucking machetes and shit. Yeah. And he was like the last person to get down and stuff. Get down! He's like, oh, hang on. That was, you know, a long time ago when he used to smoke. And he's don't move! And he's got a cigarette in his hand. And his friend's going, just don't drag that. But I've got to see. It's going to be a waste. Shut up!
Oh, man. Fucking Alan, that is, that rules.
Like, he also, like other people crouched down and like... He like, you know, because one of those... He just,
I'll take a machete just, to just, the neck so I don't waste the curry.
He just got the beer because he said, well, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, so he got the beer.
He got on the ground with the beer.
Yeah, well,
oh,
he
man.
I've been doing the same.
Well, he doesn't know how long we're going to be. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
And then... like,
you're not going to get back up to get it.
Then about 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks later, he was at work and he had like he couldn't breathe. He had like a panic attack.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, some paramedics came and said, you're right. And then I said, did something traumatic happen the last few weeks? Oh, No, not really. Oh, I was at the pub the other night, got held up, and they came in with machetes and stuff. And yeah, that would have been it. That would have been it. So now I reckon every time I went and scared him, and maybe about 2 days later, he went, just in the middle of nowhere.
Just crying.
Yeah.
Just wakes up in a fright.
Yeah, so good. Just a bit delayed.
Delayed onset.
Oh, that sounds something like that's like you, Jerry.
Oh, man, just... It's so funny to me waking up in a fright just going, don't do that, you bastard. Oh. Get out of it, cunt.
Oh, I had a bit of a stinger this week as well. I was mucking around with my girlfriend. You know, maybe I'd like to have a laugh. Yep. And we're at the front door of the security door, as you know. And you can see through it.
Yep.
So she ran in first and closed it. Classic gag.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've trained her well. Very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get in my own house. Can't get in. Pretty sure I pay off the rent here, but I can't get in the
fucking
house.
Lock the old ball and chain outside. Yeah, yeah, love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So she locked me out, and then she was like, if you dance a bit, I'll let you.
Here we go.
So I'm just going like...
Do it slow. Do it. Do slowly.
But it's just on the street. So I'm just like goofing off, dancing around. And of course, the fucking two cunts on push bikes just happen to be going up the road and yell out the old... I don't want to say it, but it rhymes with maggot for anyone... for anyone following at home. And they just start howling at me on the bike. Going,
you fucking nerd! Were they the old mates from up the street?
Yeah, they're on their way to buy pot or fucking ice, whatever. These cunts are having it large on me.
They're the cunts you tried to staunch a few weeks ago. Yeah. Now they're just riding past on your horses.
But they're the wrong race. That's why I made a mistake. They're not white guys, so I shouldn't have even attempted it.
Yeah.
I should have followed my own rules.
Oh, man, that fucking rules.
And they're probably just like, wasn't that fucking Gronk that was trying to talk to us 2 weeks ago? Yeah, yeah. And he's dancing like that for his missus. Yeah.
I think we've seen him hanging about with sugarcane seeds.
Oh, I still got to do that. It's fucking one of the great.
It's not sugarcane, though, it is. Bamboo.
Bamboo.
You said sugarcane.
I committed it to memory already. I'm going to be giving him sugarcane.
Yeah.
Isn't it, you know, you like call it the table of knowledge? I didn't get to finish it, but my dad sits at that. But then at the end of last year, four of them died. So it's just half a year. He goes, I'm scared to go back there. It's like final destination. You drink the schooner and then you just drop dead.
All right, boys, ad alert, here we go. Support for the Mug Off is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming.
Oh.
You like that?
You like going below the belt.
Oh, come on, mate, that was a bit below the belt itself. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools family jewels.
You would need precision with the jewels you're packing up.
Oh, come on, mate. It says here, actually, I can't believe they put this in, but you boys will be happy. It adds literally inches to your foreskin.
That's
good
great.
Good news. Manscaped just launched in Australia.
Yeah. This is great news for me. The old way is to clip my balls with Yaz's teeth.
Yeah.
So it's...
That's how I got the chip. His stones are hard as stones.
Man, I'm
two stones in a sack.
I'm still disappointed they rejected my idea of doing this as an Instagram live of me shaving my shaft. But anyways,
they'll come around.
We'll do the read. For years, we've gone without using the right tools for the job. You can be one of the first to experience their life-changing products here in Australia. You boys have used this, haven't you?
Yeah, man. We're fucking hairless as hell. It's great.
I've seen my cock.
Have you?
Yeah.
Pity no one else has, mate.
Well, I'm working on that.
Yeah. I mean, get in there.
Step one, trim the jewels, mate.
And how's it looking?
Well, I've gone from a hairy beanbag to just a beanbag now. It's actually pretty good.
You're all beans. Yeah. I heard you're all beans.
Oh, man. I've been ringing the bells, I'll tell you that much.
You're liking it, though? You're loving it?
I'm loving it. I stand by this product 110%.
You've shaved your entire body with, I cannot believe you're not itchy.
No, not even itchy. It's been...
I don't get not one ingrown hair. It's been completely hairless from the neck down. Loving it.
Guys.
I guess that's what happens when it falls out, boys. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. And it should be noted too that this isn't just for balls. If you want to give the the clamor once over with this,
sure,
it wouldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt.
Boy, howdy, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it sucks because they only gave us one trimmer and we've been sharing it, but I got to use it first, so yeah. I'm happy enough.
I've got Irish crabs now.
They've just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents. So don't worry about getting the, you know, you won't hurt the balls or the clam.
Man, no bites. I was really giving it a once over too.
No bites, fuck, story of me life, mate. The water resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower.
That's exactly what I was doing.
That's what I've been doing, brother.
No bad. When I tell you, not bad. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery, right? Get this. The battery is going to last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. I need the 90 minutes to get the full length of the shaft.
Well, you got
to
clean under that fucking fat and shit. It takes ages.
You got all that moss growing on your dick. How does it do with the moss, Duggan?
It shaves it right off. One of the coolest features, in my opinion, is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming.
Perfect.
Yep, I need that.
I'll shave both of your names into me fucking...
undercarriage?
into my gooch. They've also upgraded the 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's red hot stuff. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB, so you can plug your dick trimmer into your computer.
Here's a little tip from me. Put it on your bedside table, so when you bring girls around, they think you're a freak.
Trim that junk of yours. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com. MUGOFF is MUGGOFF. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com.
All capitals, correct?
MUGOFF. Or lowercase.
Doesn't
works
matter.
As well.
You can,
lowercase works as
hey,
well.
If your caps lock button's fucked, it doesn't matter. Just type in MUGOFF, MUGGOFF.
Support the show. Trim
support
your fucking balls.
Guys, we need to keep these fucked.
We're doing you a favor here, so just get the ball trimmer.
We need to pay this electricity bill so we can charge this fucking thing. I'm getting some regrowth.
Lucky your dildo runs on batteries, or you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that big fucking car battery I've got. That's 20%
it
off.
It runs on a generator, right? That's what that noise is at your house.
It's a petrol generator. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code MUGOFF. That's MUGGOFF. Let's get back to the episode. I got a pretty funny text from my mum the other day about one of those guys from the table of knowledge at the pub. I've known him since I was a kid. And my mum's like, he's had kidney failure. He's in palliative care, but she used the wrong emoji, like the smug smiling one. He's never going to come out. It's like a happy shrug. He's dying. It's like, I don't know if he meant to use the sad face, but it was very... I was like, that's sad, but this is the funniest way to find out.
It's pretty impressive your mum can use emojis, bro.
Yeah, I mean, she can't really, but she just fucking...
Has a crack at it.
Has a go.
Yeah. I dated a girl and her mum would use them like that. It would always be a laugh. She'd be like, check this out. It'd always be like, yeah. Cry fat like laughing emoji when it's supposed to be tears. And
oh yeah, my mom does that.
It's
one
so
too.
Funny.
It's very good. You got any more mugos for us, Rod?
Now let's hear this Jazz's emoji story again.
Describing.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you can cut that out. It's
no, we're not cutting any of that out.
Oh, that's red hot.
I got to know where I got mugged off when I tried to steal my car.
Oh yes, really? Yeah, one of the all-time hardest things to do. Great life hassles.
Yeah, well, I had a this is like, you know, I didn't. I still don't.
Let's set the scene. Yep. It's 1975. A 20-year-old Rodney
ago.
Is driving up and down King Street.
Well,
letting your freak flag fly.
The stop car, Vietnam.
Well, the car was about that old. So the car was a 1969 HK Holden. Yeah. And I thought it'd be cool to buy as a...
69, hats off to that.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Great year.
We'll explore that later.
I think it's, 69, 68, whatever it was. Anyway, but
you fucking it, Rodney?
I didn't... Nah, man, cause couldn't even get it started. But, because I only had my L's, so yep. I bought it thinking I'll get my P's on it. And then, ended up being in the backyard for ages till my friend had to drag it out with a fucking rope because it wouldn't reverse because it was so dug into the ground because I didn't drive it much. rain
just
and shit.
Sunk into
sunk into the mud because I didn't use it.
Fuck.
And I wanted to sell it before registration finished, so I've got to try and sell it. So I put an ad in the paper, and then I was selling it for about $1,000 or whatever. And then this woman came around and she said, "Oh, can I go for a drive?" She came with a friend and we went for a drive. She drove it around. And then she goes, "Oh, I want to buy the car, but here's $300 now. So I've got to go to the ATM and get the rest out." So, yeah, all right. And she goes, "Oh, can I use your car to get the money out?" I said, "Yeah, no worries." And then
Rodney.
And she said, "Do you want to come?" I said, no, I'll wait here." And then she just never came back. She went through a red light as well. So,
oh, no.
You got the
You must be pretty worried when you see her go, "Wow, she really wants to get that money for me."
Yeah, huh? I was waiting at the front of the house for ages until my housemate goes, "Dude, she's not coming back, man."
That is some country mouse shit.
And then I was like, "Oh, fuck." And then I was just telling, because I was happy because there was like some gig on it at the night. I wanted to go see some punk band called Zeke. I wanted to see them. I was happy. "Oh, good. Got enough beer money to go and see them." And then I was telling my friend the next day, and he was like an older friend of mine, going, "Yeah, but did you get the registration papers?" And I go, "What registration papers?" And he's going, "Oh, you fucking idiot." And then he's, just go, "Well, tomorrow I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to go straight to the news agency, get a statutory declaration. You're going to sign it. You're going to try and figure out, what we're going to..." So I don't want to call the cops because I had a plant going in the backyard that had almost budding, so I didn't want,
Exactly. Say no more, Rodney. Say no more, man.
You can't give up that bush weed,
brother. I was pretty happy with it. And then I had to go there. Then my friend's going to get a statutory declaration. I didn't know what it was back then. I'm going to the... can I get a statutory declaration?
It all sounds so fucking boring, doesn't it? Like, they're filling out forms and stat decks and fucking...
And then the guy was, he wasn't... English wasn't his first language. He's going, "What?" I said, "Stat deck." And he goes, "What? Statutory declaration?"
What race was he?
You can say it's fine.
I think it was of an Asian race.
Yep, sure.
But I think I still seen it. I was in the same agency. His name's Stephen. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And
on Addison Road there.
King
Not
Street,
to blow
on King
spot.
Street, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Across the road from She Loves You Bar. And he was there going, "Oh, I don't know. It's, man, I don't know what it is." And then my friend's angry at me. So I went back to my friend and started crying. "Man, I don't know what the fuck is that dick. I don't know what it is. I don't want a car anyway." And then he's, "Oh, sorted out." But then another friend, a few weeks later, because we're trying to get the rest of the money out, my friend knocks on the door and goes, "Rod, found your car. It's outside the Lansdowne. Let's go." Let's go talk to her. And we started looking around, and then she was in Drum City. So we walked in, and then we sort of, a bit of a scuffle and yelling, and then we got kicked out. "Guys, can you take it outside?"
Yeah.
What the fuck has she got to yell about?
I don't know, because she's saying, "Oh, it was a pretty shitty car." I said, "Well, it doesn't matter."
It's $1,000.
We agreed to this.
And then
I've been driving around. It's not everything I hoped for.
And then she went off at me about the sticker on the back, because I had this chimpanzee sticker sort of in a tuxedo. He goes, "What's that? Some kind of gang symbol?" Because a few mates of mine were spitting on the car. I found out about it. She ripped me off. So they were spitting on it. She must have thought that was something.
Some rival gang.
It's crazy to rip someone off for $700 and then claim it had a shitty sticker on it.
Yeah.
And then go try and buy yourself some drums in a stolen car.
I'll take half these drums out and I'll come back with $700. And do you want to come with?
No, that's all right.
Yeah. Nah, sure.
Here's my bank account details. Yep. Just send it to me. Yep.
There's some guy in Drum City holding half a symbol at the front, just being like, "When's she going to come and pick this up?"
Yeah, fool me once.
And then I just try to get her details, and then which was very fake. She says, "Oh, my name's Catherine Bunn, 323/242 Cleveland Street, Surrey Hills."
Suck me off,
Abby. Yeah. This is not real. And then I had the whole stat decked out about it, and then they let me off the fine, and then...
So she drove away in your car at the end?
Yeah.
Of that old
house.
Fuck did you let that happen?
I don't know. I got ADD.
She only owns 30%. I'll be like, I own 70% of this shit.
I couldn't get it out. I felt bad because it was, a pretty shitty car. And then she sold a car to someone who lived around the corner from me. So I was like, fucking, I saw it every morning. It was like a nightmare. And I got a loan to buy that car, so I was paying off that fucking loan and then seeing
and then looking at the car.
Looking at the fucking car every morning on the way to
did you ever find out
off.
How much she sold it for?
No.
I bet you it was more than 300 yeah. bucks.
Yeah, probably.
1700.
Yeah. Turns out, she's got the 750 for you.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to her, huh?
Yeah.
Catherine Bunn. Thank you.
Catherine Bunn, if you're a real one, if you ever discover this pod, we'd love to get you on.
Yeah, I hope your drumming career is going good.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out she. Oh boy.
Oh, man. Did I ever tell you guys about that first day I ever did on a job site?
No.
When I was like 16-year-old Yaz, day one, cutting concrete.
Big what was your job?
I was like I was cutting concrete for like a shop fitting company.
Set the scene. So you're in high school. So you're I'm gonna blow this fucking popsicle joint.
And I'm flunking high school. I'm like, I'm getting out of here, dude. I'm gonna go cut concrete.
See
with
you
these
losers
fucking
later.
Men.
And I'll be back here selling weed to all these underage kids
like,
in no time.
Show up, 16-year-old Yaz, fucking so terrified. There's like 200 units, cunts are everywhere, and I'm just trying to not look embarrass myself.
Not trying to not look 16.
Just yeah, trying to get away with not being 16. And then this one plumber comes up to me and goes, "Bro, check this out." Pulls out his phone, and it's like one of those like Nokias that had like the first cameras on them or whatever. And then I just watch a beheading video. And then he's like, "Pretty sick, huh?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, pretty cool."
Yeah.
And I think about it every day.
I'm going to go back to school.
Like, I'm 32 now, and so I still think about it.
I'm going to go back and get yelled at for not bringing my fucking, not bringing my hat. Man. No hat, no play. That was way easier.
That's PTSD. Like what I have from that, I think. That's not a funny story. I'm just trying to tell you guys I need help.
Very funny, yes.
All right, yeah,
very
yeah.
funny, mate.
Well, the support group.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. All right, fuck, what do you got in your notes, cunt? Fuck.
Mate, I'm fucking wrong. Bringing the fire. I've actually had one of the all-time great mug-offs of my life.
Really? This week?
This is really? Fucking... Well, technically last week, but what the happened? Flow-on effects have been ginormous. All right. So what happened, Rodney, if you have to know?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry about this, Rodney. Yeah, yeah. He's on one tonight.
Yeah. He gets all giddy when he's got more than one story to tell.
And he's had two beers.
Have I got time for a piss? Because I've been holding it in for 40 minutes now.
Just do it. We'll stop. One of the all-time great mugs of my life. So, like, Cameron's been teasing me about my hair, Rodney.
Oh, you're fucking put this? Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Oh, my Lord.
You're going to be part of one of the greatest episodes.
He's been teasing me about...
Oh, this is going to be good.
Teasing me about...
I'm so excited.
He teased me about my hair's thinning out. That's what he keeps saying.
Yeah, dude. And you wanted to record these. Yeah. For posterity.
Oh, man, I'm so fucking excited.
So I went online, you know, I'm getting nervous late at night. Cameron's fucking mind, like he's just babbles in my ear, be like, maybe it is standing out. I don't know, you know, like I'm 33, I still have some. That's good, isn't it, you know?
Oh, no.
These are the thoughts that go around your mind.
Weeks.com, surely that's a website.
Oh, no.
So I go to this, I'm Googling or whatever, and, you know, I think I'm the only man to ever look into this. So,
sure.
So I go to this website, regain.com.
Is it Regain?
Regain.
Or is it Rogaine?
It's Regain.
It's Regain.
Is Rogaine rebranded?
Potentially.
Regain, like your Regain. Masculinity.
Yeah.
Like that testosterone you lost.
Yeah. So I go on there.
Regain, respect.
You know, I'm perusing. I'm not ready to dive in at this point. Yeah, I'm like, you know, let's just see what's out there. You know, who knows? Maybe it's not as bad as they say it is.
And a lot of pop-up ads for platform shoes on the Regain website. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it to my algorithm.
Oh, mate, if you saw the fucking depressing ads I get now, it's beyond the pale. Man, yeah. Beyond the fucking pale.
What's an example?
Oh, it's come just on. A fucking, like, how to regrow this, yep. Is your beard fuck, this and that. Like, everyone has lost their hair.
How to shorten your foreskin.
Yeah. Dude, are you coming with a soft cock? It's a lot of that.
All that shit. Your hair's falling out. Your dick must be fucking. You must be lipping around like
this. Standing up like a boy over 4 years old.
So I'm on his website. I find this thing. It says, look, to try it for 3 months is $100, but because it's your first time, we'll give you $50 cash back. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. That's $50.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
It's half price and that's 3 months.
It's a pineapple, you know.
Who cares? Just have to fill out these forms and blah, blah, blah. And it said cash back. So I was like, I sent it to my account. That's great. You know. That's fine. Sounds sick. And so I signed up for this shit. And then I'm like, well, I didn't get the money, but they charged me the full 100.
Yeah, that's weird.
Charged me the full 100.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, well, it says cash back. So it's like, I would have thought there'd be a discount at the end of the process.
Sure.
Anyway, I go through with it.
Yeah.
time goes by or whatever. I get this shit. Still no money in my account. I ask them all my account details. Put all this shit in.
Yep.
I get a letter in the mail.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you famously, I only get bad news in the mail. It's never good.
You might continue that trend.
I've never opened. It's always, here's a fine, here's a fucking blah. It's always trouble.
It's never a birthday card.
Here's a photo
of you sniffing around a playground. What's that about?
So I get this fucking letter, Rodney.
Yeah.
Okay. And I get this card.
Oh, fuck.
Gift card with Regain on it.
Oh, my Lord. Show that to the camera. So that's your cash back.
To get the money back, I have to fucking hand this to someone.
Sure.
It's an F-plus card.
It's an F-plus card.
You can't even tap it either.
I've got to put it in. And go, oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm bald.
Hang on, you got to buy Regain stuff with it?
No, it's just got Regain branded on it.
You can buy whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
When Jerry's down there...
It tells you the PIN number on the card.
That's not safe, is it?
When Jerry's down at Lululemon buying some fucking Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
This is a fucking masterstroke. I'm never using this fucking card. Are you out of your mind?
That is good.
Man, this is like that thing from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels when they're like, we'll call this Ass Ticklers. Like, we sell dildos to people. Yeah. We send them a check that says Ass Dildos. Ticklers and
it gets better. They've put a time limit on it for me to use it.
Really? How long have you got left?
I've got 6 months. The clock's ticking.
So how much is on there?
$50.
That's if you could just set up a whole fucking bunch of different addresses.
But you
got to pay $50.
Oh yeah, you got to pay.
You
got to pay.
I'm selling that.
You're
my
the
car.
Worst businessman in the world. Hey, you got to. Do you want to buy a car off me, Rodney?
Yeah.
You want to talk to Rodney? He's got a pretty good Rogaine racket going on.
Man, it'd be great if they put on the back of that card. You've only got as long as you've got your hair to use it.
Just unfucking believable. It's a masterstroke. I'll never, ever, ever walk in somewhere and go, here you go.
Yeah.
Fucking use this.
I would love
cash or card? Just
card,
have thanks. To pretend, just pretend you work for them. Like, that would be the...
Every time I've gone into a hat shop, it says we do accept Rogaine.
Yeah. Rogaine. Yeah. No Amex, but Rogaine.
I don't know, like...
If I go into a shop with that, that'd be probably pretty good advertising for Rogaine.
You know...
This
is what you should do. You should go, I'll put on the company card.
I like that, yeah.
So you just be like, oh, fuck, oh, I've got the company card. I'll put it on the company. I'll clear it up with the company later.
If somebody who's working there, who's looking like they're losing a bit of hair, go, hey, man, should I sign up for these guys?
Yeah.
They give you these cool cards.
Yeah, but then I have to be like, oh, it's a company card, but I've got to read this code off the back. I've got to activate card.com. Yeah. It's so fucking... Oh, my God.
They've got you by the short and curlies, which are on top of your head because you're going bald, cunt. Oh, dude, I'll be right there with you trying to put that in an ATM, trying to cash out.
We're going to be on Cancel Island trying to fucking put grass for hair.
Well, at least every bloke on Cancel Island is probably going through the same thing. You know?
I think Epstein had pretty good hair.
Yeah.
He's on Dead Island, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe... You think he's actually dead, idiot.
Yeah, man. He's alive, man. He faked his own death.
Yeah.
There's a photo of the guy. It doesn't look like him. It looks like a homeless guy.
Well, that's what they reckon about the cop that killed George Floyd. They got like an impersonator. Like impersonator cop? Well, yeah, just like it's like Saddam Hussein's fucking body double or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wait, is that guy, is he dead?
Saddam Hussein?
No, no, not Saddam.
But do you ever always fucking...
Do you ever, the cop.
No, George Floyd is, but not the cop, no.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know.
Do you ever worry about it?
There was a bit of kerfuffle after he died.
Yeah, we're still pretty upset about that.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, all CEOs are bald, but all homeless people have amazing hair?
Yeah, they're chilled.
You see, because they're just fucking cruising around. They've got thick dreadlocks that they haven't washed.
I've fucking barely worked.
That's true.
Like I've lived a pretty good life of leisure, and it's like it's starting to thin, you know.
Yeah, but then we started the pod, and you started doing a bit of work.
That's true.
And maybe
it'll really come back. Sped it up.
How's it looking now, boys?
Great. Full. <It's> like, oh. Yeah, I thought I'd fucking share that. That's fucking.
Oh man,
and
we're a better pod for it. I'll tell you that much.
And I'd like to take myself off the bullying rack for the next month. That's not.
I mean, I don't know what you think. Getting a gift voucher takes you off the fucking bullying, off the bullying list.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll tell you, I'm throwing all their shit in the fucking bin. They can suck me off. I'm not using their fucking prog. I'm fucking bald before I spend a card that says I'm bald on it to get money back.
Well, it doesn't say you're bald. It says balding.
What a distinguishing fucking thing. Oh, sorry.
It's not like it says hair plugs on it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Do you reckon you'd ever do a wig, like a, you know, like a toupee?
You're
going
to convert to Judaism before you wear a wig.
Yeah,
just so you can get the little yarmulke.
Yeah, keep the fucking the ball spot. I don't have a ball spot. It's you and my fucking head. No, I don't. I've taken many a photo of it now.
Let me have a look.
I mean, I don't.
That's a good head of hair.
That's a good head of hair. You fucking got in my head about it, and you fucked me up.
The top of mine gets sunburned.
Don't stress, dude. Guess where it goes.
We're far beyond stress, Rodney. I'm trying to fucking claim back money off bald websites, Rodney. We're far beyond stress, brother.
Jerry, I've got a little DM here. A fan sent us. Have you heard about this?
No. You told me you got one.
Yeah, we got this is to the podcast. Ronnie, if you don't mind, if you could humor me for a minute. This is one of our fans. This is from Cal. He's from the UK. Oi, oi.
Oh, we got to shout out all our, because we've got a lot of UK fans, apparently. And a bunch of them signed up for Patreon. So, yeah. Thanks for the fish
and
chips.
I don't know what's happening here, Rob.
Yeah, so shout out to, we should say that as well, but.
What, shout out to our English fans? UK.
Shout out to English fans. Shout out to everyone who signed up to the Patreon, man. It's been sick.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much for that.
To all you UK fans, if you could just ask for Pemboy's head for me while you're over there, just I don't know, put the feelers out.
Can we at least earn their trust before we start trying to get the head back?
All right, I'm just saying, it's like I'd like to get the head back. So this is to the DMs. This is from Cal. He's from the UK. Oi, oi. Love the podcast, guys. Got my girlfriend listening to the podcast too. She's a big fan. Nice.
There we go.
Could you give Amy a shout out? Shout out to Amy.
Hey, Amy.
I mugged her off once by getting off with her best mate in front of her at midnight on Christmas Eve last year. Classic mug off. All right, Kay, you're a bit of a dirty dog.
It's good if we can change the conversation from I'm a cheating rat to a bit of a mug off.
And like in front of her too, like it's a Christmas miracle.
It's a bit of a mug off.
Yeah, don't fucking rope us in with that kind of malarkey, mate. It's like the boys said, it's a bit of a mug off.
It's Christmas Eve, mate. What was I supposed to do?
I was under
the camel toe.
You often cheat on your partners, right?
Fucking never.
Got him.
Why would you say that?
Just to rock and wile you up, guy.
I think I have enough fucking time. Wrangling you cunts, working full time, editing. I wish I had time to cheat, kind of. You out of your mind? Quite an hour spare, I'd be in.
This has worked perfectly, yeah.
All right, man. Fuck, jeez, take it easy.
We got a lot of 5-star reviews.
Who are you, Rogaine? Regaine? Because this cunt has taken the bait.
Oh, Duggan, there's a big bold fish on the line here.
Yeah, you've got him on the line here. Wait, have you got any more mug-offs, Rodney? You've come here fucking prepared. Don't start getting into... We'll do that,
got heaps. And it's
we'll do that at the end.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
All right.
You've got enough time, though?
Yeah, fucking hell.
For a man like you, Rodney? I think we do.
Well, I've got like shit job ones where I've been... It's kind of like a mug-off thing. I won't do all of them. But
Let's get started.
I've got to tell you this story. But I think you might want to beep the company name.
Yeah, we can do that for you. That's totally fine.
Oh, shit. I think you told me about this once. Yeah. This is fucking sick.
You don't even have to say the company name.
This is like a long time ago. Yeah. I won't say the company name. They've changed anyway. They went from...
Get her! Get her! Get her!
Yeah.
They've dropped the...
Get her!
Because, you know, it's not as cool anymore. Mm. And
Oh, they like paying tax, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Get away with it. But they...
The ATO started sniffing around.
There for a short amount of time, just doing shitty admin stuff. And I was only like a, you know...
Like a temp.
Yeah, I just started as a trial, you know. And, you know, they gave out kids to be sponsored. So you can sponsor your kid and have a photo of the kid. Hey, I'm sending money to this kid, all that shit. Yep. That's what they did. And the boss at the time, she rejected some kids because they were too ugly to be sent out. So, oh, that's ridiculous. Don't send me those. They're too ugly. And she put two of the girls on her office wall and, you know, she did this and she wrote Gorilla Woman from this young woman from Africa and Monkey Girl from this young girl from Thailand.
The boss of the company?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess they dropped that killer.
Yeah. And...
Oh, we got it. That's blipped out.
Yeah, we'll blip that out.
And I fucking, you know, I couldn't stand it. I didn't pass the 3 month trial. Yep. I don't give a fuck. You're a fucking piece of shit. Yeah. But, you know, and then like, this did, like, long before I got, you know, you didn't pass the trial because I did that sort of obvious sort of, like, I had two guys, one guy that started at the same time with me, and then she did, like, the test of, okay, you're going to get a phone call now?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, blip the same test. Okay, David. Hi, let's do you. We'll do a test. Yep, okay, yep. And then she did David. Oh, hi, David. I'd like to sponsor a child, please.
Yep.
And it did everything
sounds
nice.
Sounds good to me.
And
then, it's role play, fuckwit.
Like, yeah. I'm trying to get into the role. So oh, no. What's David? What do I need to know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Try to me, Rodney. He's fucking retarded. Don't worry about him.
Hey, that's not true.
I'd like to sponsor a child.
Oh, I'm great. Bald. Yeah. Hi, well, that's great. Thank you for calling. I'm actually bald, but... if you want to sponsor a child or maybe some of my hair, that would be great. We can get you started. What child would you like to sponsor?
Oh, just a pretty one, you know, not an ugly one.
Well, I've got Monkey Girl.
Yeah.
A pretty one, not an ugly one.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
like
a good looking one. Because, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed and show my friends.
Okay. This is going to be on me fridge.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I will give you the hottest kid I can find.
Excellent. Great. Here's my credit card details. And then she turned to me and was like, "Hi, I want to cancel my account." And it was like, "Okay, I'm sorry. Why is that? I don't tell you why. I want to cancel." She just hated me. And I just hated her. So yeah, I was mutual. Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. Yeah, and then, you know, and then, but they were doing that role playing thing. But we did about three different role plays, and the three role, I was getting the angry customer, and three, hi, David. How
good
are
you?
I was like, what the fuck? How fucking dumb? I'm seeing this, man. I'm here. And anyway, then I didn't pass the trial. I was like, yeah, we're thinking about letting you go. So good, thank you.
Yeah.
And then, like, the two owners of the place fucking creeped me out. One was like, fucking Jabba the Hutt, this big guy that used to stare at me and was racist. They used to stare at me and the other dark guy and the other dark guy and the thing. He used to stare at us and goes, I know what you type do. You steal stuff.
And yeah, it's pretty racist.
He used to just stare. He was a big fucking blubber guy. The other guy looked like fucking Salacious Crumb, his little offsite. He used to call me Gollywog behind my back.
Jesus.
He goes, oh, how, is Gollywog still doing his comedy? Like, oh, fuck. And then, like, it was just the worst place. And, like, they had the cleaner that worked there. And she was like the sister of one of the guys who owned it. And she had, like, you know, I don't want to judge on mental health. She had a mental health issue.
Yep, sure.
She used to always talk to us, you know, express her feelings out loud. But most of her speaking was like, I'm going to kill him. Fucking kill him. Oh, fucking kill him. So I'm just sitting there and we're going, oh, man, this place, the racist guy, the pedo, fuck.
Fucking hell.
And there's dust everywhere because she was like the cleaner. She didn't clean anything. There's dust everywhere. Dust.
Just yelling at the dust.
Yelling at the dust.
Yeah. Well, when I was 17, I was like, I did work experience with a lawyer. So I was like, I'm going to be a lawyer when I grow up. cut to 15 years later, I'm still swinging a shovel.
Yeah, 30 years old, so I might be a carpenter. You fucking idiot.
Well, I still like...
I can't wait till you reach 40 and just go, I'm bald. Is there a job for this?
But there was a guy, like the first case of the day, there was some dude. He got caught looking at child pornography twice in the library.
In the Windsor library.
He was using their computers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he was there with his mum and everything, and she was just,
grim. That's grim.
Fucking grim. But he got off second time And they're like, we're serious this time, stop doing it. And he's like, I will. He turned back to me and winked.
And it's like, 17-year-old Jerry just like, what?
Did that actually happen? He turned to you and winked?
No.
Oh, man. I believed that. You got me with that one. I believed it. I was like, what an absolute fucking brazen.
That's how Pete Townsend got off, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but all those 70s guys are doing all sorts of fucking...
Oh, they were all...
No, Pete Townsend was like... He was researching apparently on the internet and then got in trouble.
Really?
I just wanted to know how popular it was or something, and he got on.
I just wanted to see what all the fuss was about.
Yeah, just want to have a look at the upvotes.
Free Gary Glitter, that's what I say. we got a bunch of reviews.
Read a couple out, man.
Fucking great.
Can't just get Rodney. You need to listen to our stories, mate.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I didn't even hear what you say. I fucking blocked it out.
Yeah, I'd been telling you you're bald, though, didn't you? Cunt? I'll never forget that now. I'll get a fucking rev that up a lot.
Yeah. Get a load of fucking skulling over here.
Well, fucking rich of you to knock me for being bald. But anyway,
yeah, I can't even partake in this.
Okay, so
bad karma.
We got one, two, three, four. We got five, so we'll just do two.
Let's do two. We'll spread them out.
Okay, cool.
Like you do, mate, with your cheeks.
Got him.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but it's a rocket, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
It's a confirmed rocket.
A red rocket right between your cheeks.
And that's a miss, Cameron. Good for you. Good for you to fucking crash a bloke. Bloke has a good laugh, and you have to pile on and fuck it. That's good.
Wow.
He's got under my skin. I'm not even gonna
tell. Yeah. You're a bit shook there, Jerry. You're going to be able to read?
Cracking show, 5 stars by the Claw Tapper.
I don't know what does that mean?
That stinks of Mud Crab Jones.
Get out of it, Mud Crab.
Get back on your fucking bullshit, Mud Crab Jones.
On the job site, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I had a random couple recommend this to me in the smoking area, the Warren View. Totally forgot I subscribed. I'm going to take endorsements from drunks more seriously in the future. Absolutely cracking show. Thanks, Claw Tapper. And next one, we got Life-Changing Nonsense, 5 stars by Sky Meadows. Funniest motherfuckers finally got through all the potties. Thank you for filling my days with absolute bullshit. Appreciate it, Sky. Yeah.
Wait, did they call our show bullshit?
No, dealing, filling my days with absolute bullshit.
Okay. Wait, filling my days with absolute bullshit. So that means that we're filling their day with bullshit.
Yeah, well, I mean...
They fucking gave us 5 stars.
All right. I'm just saying, like, they still called us bullshit. It's a bit of a... Okay,
this is fine art. All right.
It kind of is, brother. Did you hear my joke about you being your ass cheeks spread? Yeah. You think Picasso's doing that shit, brother?
That's great. We'll just go one more because this one's short. This one, raised a bat, 5 stars. What does that mean?
I guess like 50th.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice.
Not a big sports guy. I'm more of a drama guy. So,
treading the boards.
Yeah. What that means is, I guess they've won Space Jump. Is what they mean by that?
I'm listening.
Yeah,
okay.
You fucking drama queen.
Nice. Well, you're right, because it's from Brendan84H. Congrats on the 50th episode. Best pod in the biz. Cheers, Brendan.
There
man.
We go. On
your thanks so much.
All right.
You got another mug off to take us out, Rodney? Yeah, you do.
Just about this shitty jobs and stuff. And what I used to do... when I got sacked, this GIO. Well, it was my first office job and I got sacked. Well, they gave me 2 weeks' notice. And then, instead of paying me for 2 weeks, I had to work for 2 weeks.
Yep.
So I spent my time, you know.
Looking for other jobs, obviously.
Yeah.
And stealing pens and shit.
Stealing, all that shit. Yep. But then it was like an old system. It was one of those internal systems where there was this very. And, you know, the logo of the company was in the back of the screen. I figured out, you know, I found the JPEG files and, you know, one of the things, and I changed it to fuck authority. The big anarchy sign in the middle because I was, you know, really into anarchy at the time. Got on the whole thing, which did a delayed email where on the Monday that I wouldn't have been there, sent an email to the entire company in the whole country, site and revolution and shit. I was smoking a lot of pot then. And so I was pretty much site and a lot of revolution, you know, pretty much MC5 style, just doing all stuff. Yeah. And then, like a few people used to call it, I got upset. They didn't know how I put the fuck authority thing on the computer. The dumb IT cunts didn't even work it out. They had to remove the whole computer. People are very upset, Rodney. So you fucking sacked me, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset.
I'm upset. I got no job. Sucked in.
Yeah.
That's not even like that's one of your better ideas. But I always liked your idea. You had that website, whosthatcunt.com.
Yeah, whosthiscunt.com.
Who's this cunt? My mistake. Whosthiscunt.com.
Man, people one just of put the greats.
Up photos of cunts. So it's all going. Who's this cunt? And then people will comment. I know that cunt.
That's so good. Does this exist? So
no.
He lost the domain.
I couldn't afford the upkeep because you had to pay like fucking, you know, whatever, $50 a year, $60. Just getting no revenue from it. And I had a bunch of other, you know, websites. Oh, I can't do this.
Wait, who do you pay it to?
You got to pay for the domain.
Yeah, like, but like to who? Like who's the internet?
Crazy domains or, you know,
yeah. GoDaddy.
Like a hosting company.
GoDaddy or whatever it was. Sure. But it was, but pretty much that's become a reality now. But they use, if mine was successful, I would probably have sacked everyone and it would be your bots now. They would have known the cunt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that you facial were recognition.
The cutting edge of the idea. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back. Yeah.
Well, you've helped us out today, Rodney. Thanks for coming in. Cheers, man. This has been a red... Fuck you lot, that. That was... Yeah. This has been a red hot episode. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
hey,
guys.
If you're loving the free episode, you'll fucking love the... you'll love the Patreon where you can pay for pretty much this. But
an extra one.
An extra one. Yep.
Extra two a month. Yep. Video. We're videoing all the shows now.
Sure.
If you want to go up the higher tiers, there's some cool shit. Custom artwork from Yaz. We'll plot any revenge and anyone's fucked you over for you. For legal reasons.
As always, like and subscribe as well. Recommend it to your friends.
And shout out to our Spotify listeners. We've been getting shit for not shouting
out.
We say like and subscribe on iTunes, but you can follow us on Spotify.
Well, I think you can email iTunes your review if that's an issue.
Yeah, or whatever.
There's ways around it. So, I mean, you Spotify guys. Well, I think you just kind of just email Spotify and be like, can you just pass this review on to Apple?
Yeah, I mean, you could be upset about it, or you could grow up.
What an afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly. I'm not one of these freaks on Spotify.
Send us your mug offs. Follow us on the Facebook group. Join that, the Mug Off Podcast. Thanks so much, Rodney, for coming in.
Have you got anything you want to promote? At Rodney Todd.
The YouTube channel is really good.
All right. So yeah.
Rodney Todd, YouTube.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
PayPal me.
Do you want to promote it? You don't have to.
Yeah, what's your PayPal?
Yeah. PayPal.me/Rodney Todd. Help us out, you know. Send us Bitcoin.
Please.
I'll say the address, but it's too long anyway.
Yeah, you can just DM Rodney if
just
you want.
Just Google Rodney Todd and then just write us a review.
All right, let's pull the stumps up. See you next week. Bye.
Yes. Bye.
To the sacred place. This ain't a dream. I can't escape.
This is the Mug Off, baby.